Some pavement sealants are oil or asphalt-based, while others use coal tar as the key ingredient. The U.S. Geological Survey looked at 40 lakes across the U.S. and found through a process known as chemical fingerprinting that the coal tar-based sealants were the biggest source of a nasty chemical compound known as PAH. Really nasty, says hydrologist and USGS researcher Peter Van Meter.
They're toxic to aquatic life, and they are carcinogenic to not only aquatic life, but to people. And mutagenic, they cause mutations. PAHs are the nasties that are in things like cigarette smoke.
Van Meter says rain and snowmelt carry the chemicals to the water, especially after car tires or snow plows scrape on the pavement. Van Meter says three lakes in Wisconsin, Lake Pepin, and two small lakes in the Milwaukee area, Lake Whitnall and Northridge Lake, were among the ones studied. Van Meter says Northridge Lake, in a very developed area, had the highest PAH concentrations of the three.
And we know from looking at the watershed there that there are a lot of parking lots and a lot of seal coat in use.
Van Meter says some communities, including Dane County, have banned use of coal tar-based sealants. The USGS says consumers can determine if a sealant contains coal tar by reading container labels. People can also try to ask pavement companies. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.